The Employers Council wants what it's calling a return to democracy and a solid plan for fiscal and economic recovery. Newfoundland and Labrador's Employers Council Executive Director Richard Alexander joins me live by phone. Good morning, Mr. Alexander.
Good morning, Gerilyn.
Thanks so much. So the House of Assembly is reopening Tuesday, June 9th. Why is it so important to have that plan ready to go?
Well, our government has done a very good job of not only flattening the curve, they've actually obliterated the curve. And, they've been very laser focused on that, and that's very positive. We're seeing the results of that. In the meantime, we're saying that they need to be putting the same level of attention and focus on the economic crisis and the fiscal crisis. And decisions that have been made to deal with spending, particularly around spending and around the finance of the province, for the last number of months have been made without the scrutiny of the House of Assembly. And the decisions that are being made regarding spending will have implications for generations of Newfoundlanders to come and Labradorians to come. We are in a very, very difficult position, and in a democracy, it's important that the people have the opportunity in our province to hear from our elected officials in the House how bad the situation is and what they intend to do with it, what they intend to do about it. And the fact that the House is opening is great. Other provinces have opened their Houses of Assembly as early as the beginning of May to debate things like borrowing money from the Bank of Canada to get us through these things. And we've been without that, but the fact that they're opening, I think, is a very, very positive thing for the people of the province and for democracy.
But when you talk about a long-term plan for, you know, our economic future, how do you make a long-term plan when it's still week to week, day to day?
Well, like I say, they've done a very good job with the public health emergency. We have, I believe, it's 3 cases of COVID-19 in the province. We were unable to, at the start of this crisis, the public health crisis, our province was unable to borrow money in the bond markets. That is a very, very serious position for any province to be in. It's only happened a couple of times, I think, in the history of Canada. That is a very serious crisis.
But it seems like everybody's going down that road. I mean, even the state of New York is about to go bankrupt. Say that it's frightening the way decisions are being made without transparency and debate, can you elaborate, Mr. Alexander?
Yeah, absolutely. So they tried to borrow money in the bond markets. Our province was in a very desperate fiscal situation before COVID-19 hit. And we had been saying that, anything that could happen in the environment would push us over the cliff, if you will. And we had 2 things. We had COVID-19 and we had the drop in the price of oil. So government unable to borrow money in the bond markets, they had to go to the Bank of Canada to get $2 billion. That is an interim supply bill. That is going to run out. That money is going to run out in the fall. And we've yet to hear from our elected officials how bad the situation is, the fiscal situation. And we've also failed to hear from our elected officials, what are they going to do in the fall when we run out of the money? Do we go back to the Bank of Canada and borrow another $2 billion? The situation is bad across all provinces in Canada and, as you say, in New York. But Newfoundland and Labrador, we were in a terrible position before this hit. And that means that we need to hear more from our elected officials than what other provinces would. We have to hear from our House of Assembly. And quite frankly, this is we can't afford to wait for the next premier to come in. We need to hear from our elected officials now.
Richard Alexander, you are the executive director of the Employers Council. We're up against the clock, but I have to ask you just really, really quickly, how would you rate the province's efforts in balancing the health needs of the people and the economic ones?
Well, they've done very well, obviously, on the public health crisis, managing that. And as I said, we need them to use that same type of focus on that. The economic crisis, Minister Osborne has been very receptive to us. They've implemented a number of different things to help businesses survive this. But the reality is that they didn't have the fiscal capacity to do very much to help businesses make it through, because we were in such a poor fiscal position before COVID-19 showed up on our doorstep.
Undoubtedly a tough road ahead as well. Richard Alexander, I thank you so much for joining the VOCM Morning Show live by phone.
My pleasure. Thank you.